Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Buenos dias.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We are so excited.
Yes.
Laura, I was thinking about this morning about the sign and how we were going back and forth about the right way for to be the letters
yes.
and all of that. But we see now it's the right way.
Yes.
Even though when
I
we look at it looks the wrong way. But that's just pretty much how we are in the kingdom. Sometimes we look wrong, but we be right. I'm
yes.
so excited
yeah.
about that because when
we're when we're serving Jesus, we're
yes.
going to get it right.
When we hang out with the king. Yeah, so it's just so beautiful. So we want to say good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Good morning. And to our studio audience.
Yes.
Yes. Our seven studio audience. Yes. Because y'all can tell you something. Look, if Leo can show up,
yes.
y'all can show up. Because Leo is not playing, and he is up in the house just like Evelyn, Debbie, and Mama, and Papa Jack.
Yes.
So we're so excited. So good morning, Laura Kelly.
Buenos dias.
How are you?
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
And we're going to rejoice
and be glad.
And I'm going to make
yes.
it personal. I, Laura Kelly,
yes.
will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, hashtag her 20. Yes, she's doing it. I'm so excited to be here today and that the Lord chose one more day for us.
Yes.
To serve him, to decree and declare,
yes.
to look like him
yes.
for the world. And I'm just so excited that each and every one of us that get up and show up
yes.
and say, you know, Lord, we just want to make an impact.
Yes, and let me tell you, the GGs always make an impact because they bring our special drink, Topo Chico,
yes.
in the house.
And energy. Don't play.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're grateful and thankful.
Yes, thank you. So I totally, for real, made it a point to not bring coffee here because I'm drinking
this
coffee.
Is my Topo Chico. Yeah. I love it.
So God is good, and we just say thank you to the GGs for
yes.
just being the GGs. You know?
Yes.
Just so encouraging.
And Mama Evelyn and Debbie.
What you say?
Mama Debbie.
Yeah.
I mean, God is so good to us. We're blessed.
Yeah. And we're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
And we thank you guys for tuning in today for this amazing drum roll of what God is talking about today. I had this encounter with the Lord this week. It's almost like, you know how that, y'all, I hope y'all have these encounters too, because it's nothing like an encounter.
Yes.
You know, when he get up in your face and tell you what you better do, and you see, he takes you into a place where you, it's so supernatural. So when he spoke this word to me, I immediately was in the word. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience, but it's just, you know, God deals with us all differently. But for me, I think, you know, because he knows how radical we are, I have to have that full encounter to where when he spoke this to me, I literally was in the scripture standing there looking at Jesus. I'm like, so I'm really there. Have y'all ever read the Bible and found yourself being there?
Yeah.
You know, that's when you... Yeah, that's so powerful. And when you can have those encounters, wow, that means God has need of you.
Yes. It's like I was sharing with the discipleship poem one night with everybody that was there. I was telling them that. Because this one guy asked me, he goes, do you ever struggle with getting angry or, you know, this and that? And I said, of course. I said, but as you mature, like for me personally, whenever I want to complain or get upset, you know, I see the vision of when Jesus was walking to the cross and he was carrying the cross and everything that was being done to him and what took place in the cross when he said it's finished and everything that he endured. And it just brings me to tears. That how dare do I complain or get angry at anything or anyone or any situation. If anything, I need to pray and intercede for them because look what God did for me. And I see it so like alive and I just start weeping, but in a good way, like God forgive me for complaining, forgive me for, you know, letting my feelings hurt, whatever the situation is. And it just comes so alive, Pastor Marlowe, that's what makes me repent
right.
and say, God, forgive me. And they're like looking at me because it, like you say, it comes to life. Like you
it
see
does.
It, like it's happening
it
right there and there.
It does.
And then I said, and here in America, we're so blessed. We're so blessed.
Yeah.
I can't even complain, you know? So I'm grateful and thankful for that.
And we are. We're blessed to wake up and go to any house of God.
Yeah.
You know, you can go 100 times a day if you want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to just be somewhere hiding. And, you know, and one day it's going to be like that to where we have, that's why you have to get in the Word and get it in your heart.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to run and try to pick up a phone or a Bible or whatever. And it's in you.
Yeah.
And what's in you comes out.
Yeah.
You know, and, so, you know, we just have to be mindful that God has need of all of us. You know, that's why we're still here, because when we get there with Him, what a day. Woo! And what a whole bunch of days. What a whole serious life that will be.
Yeah.
You know, and to live in paradise forever,
yeah.
To live in the glory of God forever,
yeah.
To hang out with Him for
yeah.
real, face
Woo!
To face.
Come on, y'all. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, bestie to the twin. Yes, so, I mean, just to encourage you, but one thing that the Lord really wanted us to know, so just by the way, for y'all that's been tuning in over the last few weeks, we are at the House of Glory.
Yes.
Yes. We are doing our last show
yes.
here, and then we're going to be moving to the mansion out front before it gets too cold, because I want Evelyn and Debbie and Mama Dallas to be too cold, and Leo either. Okay? But
the weather's perfect, but
yeah,
it's going to start getting cold.
We'll start getting, but I think on this coming Monday, it should be at least,
yeah.
it'll be crisp
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah.
We feel like it's a little crisp today, but
yeah.
it's not too cold.
Yeah.
So we just have to be obedient. See, sometimes it don't seem right in the natural because it's supernatural.
Yeah.
And when God calls
yeah.
you to do a thing, no matter what, even if it's just you and Him, like we're so encouraged by Mama Dalise, who tells us, just be mindful that you're only serving an audience of one. But when you really look around supernaturally, you see the whole host of heavenly
yes.
angels
yes.
that showed up and that's yes. cheering you on. Yes, it's so powerful. And everybody looking at us like, okay. Yeah, it's so exciting to be, you know, to see the things of God supernaturally.
Yes.
And listen, that if you're hanging out with Jesus, everything Jesus did was supernatural.
Yes.
So most people say, well, I want to, you know, start with the Lord. Well, you got to get ready for a supernatural encounter because God is supernatural.
Yes.
Everything about Him. So it's not a foreign thing. You know, it's not weird. It's not, it's really pretty darn awesome.
Yes.
Right, Laura?
Yes.
Yes. That was so powerful. But listen, Laura, I'm so excited to talk to our audience today.
Yes.
So this was so powerful. And, you know, I was telling y'all last week, sometimes when I hear the Lord, I hear Papa Jack's voice, right? It's so awesome. And but the Lord rolled up on me, and it was like thunder. And He said, I want you to tell my people that I didn't feel like it either. And immediately I was in the Garden of Gethsemane
yes.
with Him. He said, I didn't feel like it either. I'm just so tired of them. I done set them down for a year and a half and gave them time to regroup and reset and recalibrate and understand what's going on, right?
Yes.
yes. And He said, and they still talking about, well, I don't feel like it. But He said He didn't feel like it either. And we got some scripture to back it up. I hope y'all ready to hear what God is saying today. Because, you know, when you look around, of course we're in a pandemic. Stuff is still going on. But listen, we are people of God. And the strategy of the enemy was to shut down everything. So when we all came back, the only thing that would be falling away was the church. You don't have an excuse not to be at the mall, and there'd be 59 million cars at the mall when I pass by. Okay, I'm only talking about what God talks about. You can turn it off or whatever, but this is just the truth. Come on now. I don't know about y'all, but didn't the Cowboys play?
Amen.
They was in Minnesota this week, but when they at the Cowboys Stadium, go take a ride by. And then turn on channel 4, 8, whatever they own, and see how packed the stadiums are. Ain't nobody got to come on no man's feet. They should be yelling, come on, go, Dad, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the truth. See, the truth is what makes us free, and I'm not knocking the Dallas Cowboys. Don't nobody get mad at me. Because
yeah.
I like the Cowboys, but I love Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now, because one day that gonna be gone on, living happily ever after, skipping on the boulevard. And then what? That's the question. So God is bringing us back to this, Lord. We're gonna flow in this message today. He is so serious about it. It took my breath away when he walked up on me and he said, "You tell my people that I didn't feel like it either." That's how he said it, like he had an attitude. He was like, "I didn't." And then, Lord, he took us to Matthew 26. So write these scriptures down so that you can hear what God is saying to you. Because you got to have your own personal encounter for you to be able to say, to reactivate life and get into where God is calling you to be. So we're going to go to the Word of God today.
Yes, and I also want to let people know that our Blog Talk Radio number is working. So if you want to call in and share what God
says to you,
you call us. If you need prayer, and our number is
646-668-2247.
Yeah, 47. Call us and we'll answer your call, and we'll be blessed to hear from you. So,
y'all can talk about it too. You can talk about it together.
Write down the scriptures. Write them for yourself. And remember, we're students. We have teachable hearts. We're learning, growing, and knowing. And there's always new math.
Always. And you know, one thing I want to say about the Word of God, some of the scriptures are, you know, not very long, and some are very long. It doesn't matter. It's all God's Word. That's why I encourage you, read the whole chapter, Matthew.
And another thing I want to share, a lot of times everybody wants all the prosperity and the blessings, but nobody wants to invest in the Word. So I would say invest, because it's amazing what God will do, and the peace that he gives you, and the strength and hope.
Yeah.
So,
When you get in the Word, the best investment that you can make is stewarding and serving.
Yeah.
That's the best investment you can make, because when you begin to serve other people, you forget about your issues.
Yeah.
But trust me, it's those people got some stuff going on way more than what you could ever think or imagine. In their homes, in their families, in their business, in their ministry.
Yes.
It's a lot going on, and that's our reasonable service, is to stand in the gap and pray for them and encourage them and love on them and be a blessing to them, whether it's your time, your prayer, your love, your finances, whatever it is. It ain't your stuff anyway.
Yes.
It's all God's stuff.
Yes.
And that's why we want to encourage you to get up this morning and be about the Father's business, because Jesus is reminding us that he did not feel like it either. And we're going to go to Matthew 26 this morning. Ready to roll, Lord?
And it's 36 to
36 through 46.
Okay. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. God's love letter,
which is fire.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos a mirar al libro de San Mateo. El 26 del 36 al 46. And I want to thank all of you for your patience. I'm also learning to read it in Spanish, and I'm going to get better, and God's perfecting my reading. But I'm not ashamed, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to be obedient. And Pastor Malo, I thank you for you pushing me to be all that I can be in the kingdom of God, in the army of God.
Hallelujah.
We're warriors for Jesus, so God bless everyone.
Yes.
La palabra de Dios dice, entonces llegó Jesús con ellos a un lugar que se llama Getsemaní, y dijo a sus discípulos, sentados, aquí entraré tanto que voy allí y oro. Y tomando a Pedro y a los hijos de Zebedeo comenzó a entretenerse y anguirse en gran manera. Entonces Jesús les dijo, mi alma está muy triste hasta la muerte. Quedaron aquí la verdad conmigo. Yendo un poco adelante, se postró sobre su rostro orando, diciendo, Padre mío, si es posible, Pase de mí esta copa, pero no sea como yo quiero, sino como tú. Vino luego a sus discípulos y los halló durmiendo. Y dijo, Pedro, aquí que no has podido velar conmigo una hora, velar y orar para que no entres en tentación. El espíritu, la verdad está dispuesto, pero la carne es débil. Otra vez fue y oró por segunda vez, diciendo, Padre mío, si no puedes pasar de mí esta copa, sí que yo la beba, hágase tu voluntad. Vino otra vez y los halló durmiendo, porque los ojos de ellos estaban cerrados de sueño. Y dejándolos se fue de nuevo y oró por tercera vez, diciendo las mismas palabras. Entonces vino a sus discípulos y les dijo, dormir ya y descansar. Y ahí llegando la hora, el Hijo del Hombre es entregado en manos de pecadores. Levántalo, vámonos, desde acerca que el que me entrega.
Now, listen, that was 10 verses of chapter 26. But it's so important that we understand what Jesus did and how his countenance was. And he really didn't feel like it. Okay? He really didn't, because he was asking God to take it away from him. Now, he knew what his destiny was, but it's something about, a lot of us know what our destiny is. But it's something about when we get activated in the destiny, we do want to turn around. Because it's a little painful, it's a little discouraging. But what stood out most to me, and I'm going to read it in the NLT, okay? And the word of the Lord reads, but remember the topic is Jesus didn't feel like it either. Matthew 26:36-46. Then Jesus went with them to the mount, to the olive grove called Gethsemane. And he said, sit here while I go over there to pray. He took Peter and two sons of James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, see, this is the part, he wasn't feeling like it. Come on now. He told them, my soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. We went, it says he went, I'm sorry, on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, could you watch with me even for an hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Then Jesus left them a second time. I hope y'all keep in count. And prayed, my Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done. When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open, the word reads. So he went to pray, what, a third time?
3 times.
Come on now, saying the same thing again. Then he came to the disciples and he said, I can only see it.
Otra vez, ay.
Go ahead and sleep. Sinner, up and let me go, because look, my betrayer is here. So by that time, so don't y'all know the betrayers are coming?
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So this was so awesome. The revelation that God gave me out of this in the very beginning, we're going to kind of slow roll this so you can really get it. Because you know what? All of this, I don't feel like it. Jesus didn't feel like it either.
Yeah.
Because it tells you here in the beginning, and he told you that, now this is what was so important in the beginning. He knew that he needed Team Jesus.
Yeah.
So he went and got Peter. and two sons of John and James. So he went and got him a posse because he knew he was going to need help. See, that's, and this is for the long range of Christian we're talking to. We all need help because so did Jesus. Go get your help and get the right ones because, look, Jesus had to go. He told them, just sit here and watch. All they had to do was watch.
He said 1 hour.
Well, come on, man. All they had to do was watch, y'all. But they were so, they just felt, and it's something about when you get in the Word. I don't know about y'all, but open your Bible in the evening. You can have a restless evening and say, you know what, I just can't fall asleep. The minute you pick up your Bible and start to read it, guess what? You're going to fall asleep. But this is what happens. But Jesus was the Word, right? So this is so powerful. So he told them, I'm not feeling this. Can he say it? He said, I'm anguished. This is so deep. I'm feeling it unto death. But he knew he had to die, but he still didn't feel like it. And all they had to do was watch. They couldn't do that. So this is what really took me to the top of that, was when he went to the Father to pray, he had to come out of his prayer, y'all. He opened up a petition for Peter, them, you, me, all of us. He had to come out of the prayer to go wake them up. And not only one time, but three times. Until Jesus got so frustrated, so don't be getting mad at people because Jesus did too. Then don't go to sleep then. I'm just done. So, because one thing about it, now pay attention to this. Make sure you read this and hear what God is saying. It's so powerful because we got to get out of the mentality of allowing our flesh to tell us how to be with God. Because his flesh didn't feel like how to be with you either. But he went and did that so that you could have life more abundantly. Because remember when Lauren's testimony, when she was talking about how she feels about when Jesus went to the cross and when he was on the cross and how he died for her and how she feels. But see, this took place before the cross. It's so powerful when you get into it. And that's why today we got to be retalking stuff, y'all. We got to really get a revelation on what God is saying to us and how God did not feel like going to the what? And then y'all don't even, y'all remember the process between this part and the cross? He was beat with a cat of nine tails, missing. They done took the criminal and put him on the cross and took the criminal, Bartimaeus away. That's the kind of world we live in, y'all. So don't get upset when people put their mouth on you. So they put it on Jesus.
Yeah, and you know this last verse where he says, get up, let go.
Right.
See, my prayers is near. And it's like this time right now.
That's right.
God is saying, wake up.
Get up.
Wake up, America. Wake up. Things are going to happen. We're going to have trials and tribulations. Situations are going to take place. People are going to, they're going to do what they're going to do, okay? But we need to wake up and be rooted and grounded in the foundation of the Word of God, because this is what, where we're going to be able
That's
to stand.
Right. That's right.
And man, what's getting ready to come more in the future, we got to wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Yeah.
And we got to stay in the Word of God, continue to pray and intercede.
And watch, too.
And watch. I mean, didn't we have an awesome prayer this
yes,
way?
It was so
we
beautiful.
Had a powerful prayer night. Let me tell you, I was so high with the most high I still are. And I think it's the time for prayer and studying the Word and reading the Word and being connected with warriors that I have been able to go through all the situations and trials, and I'm sure there's going to be many more, Pastor Mario.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't because of the Word of God and waking up with God and being awake, I don't know how I ever made it without God. I just thank God for my grandmother's prayer. It has to be my grandma's prayer, you know, and her faithfulness and my mama too. But wow.
But you turn them, though, Lord.
Yes.
Because you get up and you are, and most people know that watch you in your walk, in your media fortune, they see the all the different places disconnected and sewing and loving and just, and that's your business, you know, about the Father's business, you know. And so it's not like you're just sitting here on this platform and encouraging the people, you really do walk it.
Yeah.
And that's incredible.
And I call it my familia because we're all family and we have to be in unity because, we're getting ready to take place. we have to be in one accord and unity, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited because, like I said, it's finished. I already know we win, but it's time to wake up.
And listen, it's how reasonable service, y'all. As the people of God, it's how reasonable service to get up. It just is.
Amen.
It's our reasonable service. I mean, look at all this that, and this is just the beginning of when Jesus knew that the hour had come. He knew that this was his assignment. You know, what he was born to do was to die for you and for me.
Yeah.
But it's something about when the assignment is fulfilling, it comes to the point of it happening. You see Jesus, who was full of the Holy Spirit, and you are too. As Mary told you before he left, and all of this here, before he got on the cross, he told you, I'm going to leave you the comforter. Because you're going to need it. That's why. Because even with him, with God and the Holy Spirit, because he is that three person, look how hard it was for him. When he was in the garden, and Luke, what, Mark 22 and 44, it's going to tell us how intense it was.
Yes. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego.
Hallelujah.
Which is fire. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We thank you for your word. Continue to move us in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra de Dios dice en San Lucas en el verso 22, en el capítulo 22, verso 44, dice, y estando en agonía, oraba más intensamente. Y era sudor como grandes gotas de sangre que caían hasta la tierra.
To God be the glory. From the word of the Lord reads, Jesus prayed more, this is Luke 22 and 44, he prayed more fervently with his hot smoking prayer. As he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. That's pretty intense. That's a migraine on steroids when you think about it. And as Laura was reading that, that's why it was so important that the people that he had brought prayed, because I believe that it would have at least given him some type of cushion. But he had to go into this place to where the boy tells us it was so fervent. His prayer was so intense for you and for me and for him being able to carry this assignment out. Don't y'all know that Jesus did not feel like that? He didn't. But in the marketplace, while people are in the marketplace, because I'm in the marketplace, they could get up and come to the marketplace and complain about they're not ready to get back into the church yet. But you're in the marketplace, and you just told me that you can't wait to go to Tom Thumb. And then the other weeks ago, I seen you at Ross. But you're not ready to go back into the church yet? Well, really, it ain't so much about going back into the church when we are the church. We just come together, right, Laura?
Yeah,
collectively.
And I wanna emphasize on the last two scriptures. This is my spirit that I share this.
Okay.
And the last two, the 45-46 says, and when he got up and prayed and came to the disciples, he found them sleeping, exhausted from their grief. And then he said, why are you sleeping? He asked them a question again. He asked them, get up and pray. Get up and pray so that you won't fall into temptation. And that's why a lot of times, and even in my past, the reason I struggled with some temptations or whatever it was because I was not spending enough time with God, investing time in his word. And I believe that the more we invest time with him, intimacy, and reading his word is how we defeat the enemy and the temptations and, you know, and the war between the flesh and the spirit, you know, and it's also the power, of course, of the Holy Spirit. So I know what God is telling us right now is to wake up, get up. If you want victory in your home, if you want victory in your finances, if you want victory in your children, if you want victory in your church, wherever you're connected or wherever you're struggling, if you want the victory, you have to invest in the word of God and pray. Get up. Wake up from your sleep. Pray. And then God will manifest. That's the only way. Instead of complaining and
murmuring.
And murmuring and when we have the authority and the power, the dominion to have the victory in Christ Jesus through his word, Pastor Marlowe. And the only time we're defeated is because, you know, I know it's part of him molding us and part of growing up, but if we're not, you know, awake in his word, then we're going to be defeated.
Yeah.
We're going to be beat down.
You know, I was reading a passage, and this is not in the Bible, so it's just a passage that I want to quote, where we're talking about how let me find it real quick. Oh, it says here, as the people of God, hold on, let me find it. Oh, it says here it is. It says, in this world, demons are working together.
Yeah.
While the children of God are fighting one another. That's how we really become defeated.
I'm telling you. Wow.
Because instead of us sticking together and like needing to encourage Peter and him, that's why he went and got to him.
Yeah.
Because he needed that encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, we have to pray for one another, like for each other, like
yeah.
we talk about.
Yes.
Instead
yes.
of saying whatever we're saying that's not of God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and that makes us we done joined a whole other army now.
Yeah,
we on the other side because
yeah.
we doing what the world is. You know
yeah.
why would the people want to come to the church if you acting like this?
Yeah,
you have to
yes.
think about that.
That's
death. You know, but the demons out there, they sticking together. They got them a little posse because y'all know when Satan fell, 2/3 of the angels fell with him. So he fell with a posse. But what are we doing? We don't want to come together because in Hebrews, what is it, 10 and 25, I think it is how, yeah, God tells us, listen, this is a commandment. But Satan, not, it's not part of the 10, but if you study the word, you'll know it was over 600. Okay? He tells us for Satan not. The assembly. Do you know why we assemble, y'all? So that we can come together, lock arms.
Yes, and pray and intercede for each other.
Yes, and heaven opens.
Yes.
Yes, and God's healing and the doing and of his presence comes in, and that's how people are healed and set free and delivered and so many things
we
happen.
We got to speak lies. You
yeah.
can't be tearing down and putting people down, people. You
yeah.
have to speak lies. That's why everywhere I go, I'm seeing Jesus, and when I hear about someone doing, struggling, whatever, I say, well, what are we doing about it? Let's pray. Let's go on that. Let's find scriptures, and let's stand on in agreement for the healing, the deliverance, the whatever it is that needs to take place, because that's the only way we're going to walk in victory and in authority and power and dominion. But if we turn down, you know, like you say, the demons, they're yeah, in unity.
Yeah.
What about us?
Yeah.
The people of God, what are we doing? You know?
And you know what, Laura, I was thinking about even more.
That's why every day I'm checking myself. I say, God, where am I still messing up? Or where do I need change? And what's wrong with me? Or am I being affected? I mean, show me an area, boy. Let me tell you.
Yeah, he was hurt.
He was fucked up.
Yeah, you don't want to know that. I'm going to tell you. But that's
you
awesome.
Want to be the father. You want to be the father.
You know,
want to be the father.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. But you know, Lord, we are not what we used to be. We truly ain't what we need to be. But we're on a journey, y'all.
Yeah.
We're on a journey. This whole life that God entrusted us, it's a journey,
yes.
you know, to be where the people that we know have come to be. And we
yes.
want to see them again. And we want to be with them and hang out with them. But mostly we want to be in the face of Jesus.
Yes. And yeah. you can't take it personal, y'all, when somebody says something about you or your family or your church. Learn to pray and love them
yeah.
because obviously they're struggling, okay? Because
yeah.
if they're not edifying, obviously they're struggling. So
yeah.
if I ever catch myself not edifying, then I'm struggling, and then I got to go get on my knees and slap myself, okay? I'm talking to you personally. And say, Lord, forgive me and help me, guide me. I repent and let me start all over again because I don't get it right, y'all.
Yeah.
And God has perfected some areas in my life, and there's still some areas that, you know, he's working.
Oh, yeah. We're work in progress. We're a work in progress.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it what it is, you know. I'm just excited to be, you know, to even be able to hear God and just to blow a wind today for us to, like, really think about, you know, that's what I talk about, Arsenio Hall, back when he was here. Because he used to bring things to the forefront and make people go to things.
Something
and,
to make you go.
Yeah. You know, we have to do that in our spirit too, because we have to really understand that Jesus really didn't feel like dying for us. He did. He loved us.
Yeah.
You know, he knew what his assignment was, but you see here, he expressed how frustrated it was and how he kept going back to God saying, can you take this cup from me? Asking God, I don't want to do this. But since I have to, he had to swallow the pill, as he said, unless I drink it, then that's the way you will. And he swallowed it, and he went on. But so many things happened between this moment and the cross. If you think about it, they shuffled him around from place to place, trying to put the blame on this king or that ambassador. And then the people in the church was the ones. Oh, my God.
They're
related.
Jesus, help us.
The people in the church was like, they traded the real criminal, the murderer, Barnabas, for him, kill him. Because you know what? This was the thing about them. They didn't want another king. They knew Jesus was the king. What? A king.
Yes.
And it's just, when you think about it, oh, my, you can't remember the whole king. Mm-hmm. When you think about it. But then look at the things that we did. And the things that we say, we got to be mindful of what we were created to do.
Yes.
And that's, you know, to glorify God.
Jesus.
And give him glory. And give him our time and our love and our energy and our finances. Everything. Because it all belongs to him.
Yes.
Even when he gives us children, they're not our children.
Yeah.
They belong to him.
They belong to him.
He just let us borrow them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why when your children are acting up, you got to give them back.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
For real.
Yeah. What else can you do? Because they will, listen, I always heard when they're little, they lay in your lap, but when they're older, they lay on your heart.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And that's so true. You know, and all of us have been through that. We've all been children, and we're still children of God.
Yes.
You know, and we can be kicking and screaming, and just like little babies. You know, but I want to be like those children that I see in the house of glory today, giving testimonies to it. You don't know what they say, but God knows.
Yeah.
It's so powerful in 6 years old.
So much love.
Yeah.
And the
greatest greeting. Oh, my God.
Hi, Barbara.
So it's just so powerful. That's why pay attention to children, small children.
Yes.
They have such freedom.
Yes.
You know, and
no worries.
No, and I'm telling you, it's so powerful. I'm talking about, you know, the Lord really dealing with me concerning his children.
Yes.
And he's like, you know, y'all remember the saying that? I'm just gonna say it like God meant it. You know, ain't nothing like an old fool. Y'all remember that? People used to say that back in the day? Well, I'm telling you something. You wanna make sure that you humble yourself because and become meek. Because the Bible tells us it's the meek that will inherit.
That's
why I'm glad who my spiritual father is, because he's so meek.
Yes.
And I get it as part of my double inheritance. Okay? Because the meek will inherit the earth.
Yes.
God tells us that, but I just believe that we just don't believe it. You know, and no matter what is going on in the world, y'all, we have to be the ones that continue to teach the gospel, the good news, the truth. You know, I encourage people, don't let CNN be the first thing you turn off.
Yes.
Open your heart up to God.
Or the news.
Any news.
My God.
CNN or NBC or ABC or nothing. Just, you know, just open your heart.
Yes.
You don't even have to pick up the Bible. Hopefully, eventually you do.
Yes.
But just open your heart and let God minister to you.
Yes.
Be still. Hear what he is saying and let him pour in you. And then when we do get up, we get into the hot pursuit of what he's just put in us, right?
Yeah.
And we get busy about the things in him. And watch how amazing this day goes.
Yeah.
It transitions smoother than butter.
It's like, you better check yourself before you get to the word. You're investing your time.
Yeah.
Because if you're investing your time in the things of God, we already know that's eternal. But if you're investing your time in the things that are temporary, then...
I think it's our priorities, too, though.
Yeah.
We have to change our priorities.
Yes.
Because we think it's work. We thank God for our jobs, but how do you think he woke up to go to that job?
Money.
We think it's our houses, and we glorify the stuff that the Bible tells us you better be building it on the rock.
That's right.
Because if not, because the storm do come.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. We put it in these cards that's going to turn into rust.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. That's why as soon as you drive them off the lot, I don't care how much they cost, how pretty they are, they devalue quickly when the wheels get to turn.
Yeah.
It's just the truth.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that we are here for things eternal.
Yes.
Eternal. That is our true inheritance.
Yes.
You know, and having life and having it more abundantly.
Yes.
You know, and God will make, he's the provider.
Yes.
He's Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He is everything. And we have to know, we wake up and we just begin to say, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Papa. Right?
Good morning, Abba.
Yes. Like Lord used to take my marshmallow. I love it. So awesome.
Soft,
yeah.
Yes.
This is beautiful. And I'm telling you, when you get busy about the things of God, that's why I love to worry, and I can't think of the address when he tells us to think on these things. Whatever's so lovely, whatever's so pure. When we begin to think on those things, our day is so sweet.
Yes.
The word says it's sweeter than the honeycomb.
Yes.
And that's pretty sweet, y'all. When you think about it, and you can care less about who voted for who, who's into the shot. You don't care who got on the, you don't care. You just know that you hear God and you about what he's telling you to do.
Yeah.
Get out of people's business.
Get out of people's business.
Oh, my God. Just get you some business. Yes.
Obviously, when you do that, obviously, you're not doing nothing for the kingdom of God. Because when you're busy doing the things for God, you don't have time for that nonsense.
You just don't. You know. That's it. And just focus on serving somebody. Go ask God, who can I go serve?
Yes.
Some of us already know who we can go serve. We ain't got to ask God. We already know.
Yes.
We're just not going to go do it. And you're missing your blessing.
Yes.
Because it's all about obedience, because he don't need your stuff. He just needs your obedience.
Obedience. Yes.
And if he can get your obedience in the small things, he can trust you with the big things.
Yes.
Come on now. To God be the glory. We're just so excited about it.
And next week. About next week. Next week, our show is going to be, okay, so we already did the media room. We did that for 3 weeks.
We did the Queen of Talk.
Queen of Talk. And then House of Glory.
Yes.
So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go to outside in the mountains
of the
mansion.
Before it gets too cold. So that's going to be out front. And y'all going to see, like, the real traffic. Y'all going to hear it. Y'all going to see the real people coming in and out the front door.
Yes.
And we encourage you guys to come to this amazing complex to where we are doing things of the kingdom.
Yes.
And teaching people kingdom business.
Yes.
And how to have kingdom mindset.
Yes.
You know, and how to be in the world but not of the world.
Yes.
So, you know, and being connected to people who are really, really doing things of God.
Yes.
You know, from the youngest, like, to the Ellen Colley, 29 years old, and show up every week to hear what God is saying, whether it's prayer.
And she got her hat on, sold out.
Yes.
She'll be represented everywhere.
That's beautiful.
She goes to city chapel, she goes to other places, she fellowship, and she's like, bam!
It's so awesome to have people who are really wanting to hear and be
and there were people that were criticizing her, but now they're coming in. They're coming to church, and they're like, okay, I want, wherever you're going, whatever's going on, I want some of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
We had a special guest last Wednesday that was having a hard time with the sold-out t-shirts and hat, and now she's getting connected. That's all God, but it's the love of God, because we continue to love on them no matter what. For love covers a multitude of sins. Love is the greatest commandment of all.
It is.
And let me tell you, it's awesome.
It is. And not only that, Twin, it's a characteristic of who God really is.
Yeah.
Because he's so loved.
Yeah.
We talked about this cross and the journey for Jesus, and he didn't feel like it. But it was because of the thing that God had for him to do. The God so loved that he gave.
And I hope she don't mind me sharing, but she was like, you know, I backslid for a little bit. Well, I backslid after the epidemic. And I had people on my job telling me I need to get back. And then here's her with her sold out shirts and ads. And so the Holy Spirit started dealing with her, you know, where she was getting convicted. Like, and so many things were happening. I mean, so many trials were coming in her path and her walk.
Mm.
And she's like, I need to get back with my daddy. I need to get back with my sisters are seeking God, you know? because she's going through so much that she says, I can't do this. I can't do this by myself. And I just thank God for her obedience,
yeah.
You know, to get connected. And we're hoping one day she's going to come. What's her name? Tara. That she'll come in and get connected with us. Well, she said, she did tell me that she's going to come visit one day. She just don't know when.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
So we welcome you.
Yes, we welcome you. I said it. She's going to watch it anyway. I love you. Yeah,
God be the glory.
She wants to come, get connected with
us. Oh, that is so powerful. So we're so excited. I'm trying to see the time now. What time is it? Because, you know, I get caught up. And, you know, when you're in the spirit, you don't comprehend the time. Okay. Oh, we're doing good. We're
doing
good. Yeah. So, but you know, we just want to encourage everybody to know that we have to shift our minds
yes.
in this hour.
Yes.
Because
yes.
we kind of is a little lackadaisy. You know, this is just the world. You know, but really we're talking to the people of God, you know, and encourage you to, even when you don't feel like it, get up.
Yeah.
And when you get busy
yeah.
and you
yeah.
get into it, you'll forget that you never
yeah.
didn't even feel like it, right?
Yeah. And I already see Evelyn ministering to people at work, her and her other twin sister.
They're
already being Team Jesus, and God just blesses us. We need a more Team Jesus sisters that we're going to get connected and pray and intercede at Kroger's. At,
yeah.
You know, that's where they work. And I'm excited because they're going to see the love of Jesus. And it should be like that everywhere we go because there's so much work to be done. There's so many souls to be ministered to. And not our will, but thy will.
And then be mindful too, y'all, like when we were talking in the Word, when you do start collecting your team and God align it. Like with Peter and the two sons of John, don't get upset when they start going to sleep. Because that happens. It happened to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be encouraged to keep doing like Jesus. He went back to any time to wake them up. He did.
And he continued to pray.
He continued to pray. Yeah.
That's what we are going to continue to pray no matter what.
Yeah.
As long as we know Jesus with us, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And then he said he will draw men. If we lift him up, he will draw men up.
That's right. That's why we have to let our light so shine.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
that man may see your good works and glorify the Father.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is in heaven. It's so incredibly amazing when we do that. That's why I love hanging out with Mama Dalit, because when I'm thinking about her sometimes, I try to make sure that I'm encouraging her, especially for such a time as this in her life, because she's just going through a little valley now, but God has taken her through journeying and her and her husband and just being encouraged. But she's been encouraging me.
Yes.
She's been thinking about me.
Yes.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
So that's how you know when you take your eyes off of the things you're really going through, which are really hard, harder than hard, and you have put your mind on other people.
I needed that encouragement on Friday.
Yeah.
We encouraged each other, too. We all did.
Yeah. That's so powerful.
I was like, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
She's the first one that's boxed in. I'm like, thank you, Lord.
It was
awesome.
It was
just amazing. God is
amazing.
Yeah. He just loves.
Yeah. He does. So we're grateful for that. But Laura, I'm telling you, we don't really understand it all.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that we hear God's voice.
Yes.
Because we do spend time with him.
Yes.
And we do know that people don't say some crazy stuff about us. But that's okay too. That's why you have to know you get set free from people. When you surrender to God, get delivered from people.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you allow yourself to, you know, become stagnant in the things of God that God's calling you to do, because you have all these things in your ear instead of what's really going on in your heart.
And you're following your feelings instead of the word of God.
Yeah.
You
can't follow them emotions, y'all.
Emotions are so
good.
Please
don't. Yeah, you pull over to the curb and put it in park forever. Okay. Oh, I thought we were going. And you'd be like, yeah. I can't deal with people. You can get folks from people. I can't deal with these people. I can't get out of it. Boy,
and then we start making excuses why we're not doing it.
And then that's how we become wimpy. We become wimpy and then whining and people start poking at us. People are like, ow. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you're supposed to be the pastor. What is going on?
Oh,
right? So we just have to be encouraged.
God has a sense of humor.
He
does. Okay, let me tell you. He got to start dealing with us.
Half the time, America, it'd be the people that's close to city. It'd be the people that could be your mama, daddy, sister, children, for everything. And then you'd be like, what? You got to get your karate out, but you can't. You got to keep it shut. And love on them anyway. Because it's easy to love people that's loving on you. But when it's the people that's coming up against you, you got to love on them too. Mainly, but God is calling us into a new place for this season, for some new stuff. So it's just time for us to get up and stay woke.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
Because
we can do better, people of God. We can do much better than what we've been doing.
Yes, and if you let the call right now, 646.
668.
22-47. 47. Give us a call.
Yes.
Send us a shout out.
Yes. So if you don't call next week, make sure you get up and call next week. And better yet, come on down here.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
So we can all connect and do life and do lunch and just do some great stuff. One thing I did learn this week, let me tell you what I learned, y'all. Okay, when you live supernaturally, you learn that sometimes the natural stuff don't go. Okay? So I had made an appointment. I did, last Tuesday, and I've learned that I could never do that again. Because I'm so caught up to where I'm not going to be dictated on nothing but what God is telling me. You know? And it kind of made a clash in the natural. But, you know, you just have to know that you did that and that it wasn't right. And then you go to the people and say, I apologize for misusing your time, even though we on God's time. Hello. But you still have to be humble and meek like your papa, like I'm with my papa. Okay? And you got to say, listen, I apologize for mistreating your time or whatever the right words that I said that I gave you at the time. And do that and keep the atmosphere right.
Yeah.
And know that you can, I know I can never schedule any other appointment but the kingdom appointments on Tuesday because it just don't work for me. So I learned that, I apologize in that, and then I won't ever do that again. Okay? So we just have to know that.
Yeah.
And that may seem small to some people, but that was major for me. Yeah. Because when you have a lot of things going on like what we do, and then you make these different appointments, but God told me in the midst of that appointment, this is going to be your only time that you can sow into this person and give them everything I'm giving them, and you cannot make that appointment because you're on my time. And don't ever do that again. Ooh, I got to do it. I said, okay, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go apologize for the people. Okay, I did. So you learn from that.
Yeah.
I love that learning, knowing, growing. And admit your, admit your mistakes, admit your faults to people.
Yes.
You can do that.
Keep it real.
Yeah. Just say, hey, I'm sorry. Because they feel like you disrespected them because people's time is very valuable.
Yes.
But I'm just on God's time. Because a lot of people, when you're naturally minded, that don't matter to you. And I understand that. And it's okay. But you know what I'm saying? So I learned from that. And I just wanted to share that because that was a teachable time for me last week because it created conflict in my atmosphere. But I had to go make that right, and I made it right. And I said, that will never happen to me. Learning,
God.
Learning, going, y'all. Yeah. Hey, Lord, this has been a great show. I'm excited to be doing
video.
To be talking about what God's talking about. Today was a really serious time for people to bring awareness that Jesus didn't feel like it is.
Yeah.
He really didn't. So we got to stop making excuses about not being about the things of God and being connected in our churches, because everything else in the world is going on and being busy, and the churches are empty. But the malls and the stadiums are full. And I can even say the salon. Hello?
You're not right.
And then you hear people say, I'm just not ready to go back. Really? But these are people that's been doing life in church a long time. And it just blows my mind. So that's why when I get still and when you're called to teach on the WWW, God said, you tell my people that I don't feel like it either. So stop saying you don't feel like it. And even when you don't, get up anyway. Because Jesus got up. And then it was turmoil from that point of being in the garden to get to the cross.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. That's enough is enough.
Yeah.
We got to do that.
Yeah.
About the things of God and the people of God.
Yes. Amen.
So we just want to encourage you today to dust yourself off and get back up and get in line.
Get back in line.
And get everything that God has for you and be everything he's calling you to be.
Yeah.
And it ain't about you. Uh-oh. Did I say that? Yeah. Right?
It ain't about you.
It's about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So until next Tuesday, y'all be mindful to tune into the Wellness Show on Thursday on Dolly's Ortiz page or the Wellness Show page.
Yes.
And Brother Edward will be back soon. He's real busy right now.
Yes.
But he'll be back. And then tune in next Tuesday. We will be in front of the ministry.
And I just want to send a shout out to Daryl. Thank you for our
help. Yes. Good morning, brother. Thank you. Thank you for the sold out store.
Yes. I love my hat.
Yeah.
I've been wearing them all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love my hat.
Yeah, we saw you all in Branson with your hats and stuff on.
Nice, too,
Oh, you did?
I
know.
I
have my
Team Jesus shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm representing.
Wow.
Thank you.
You put it in the mix, Lord. That's so awesome. So until next Tuesday at 10 a.m., be blessed, be encouraged, and go serve. Become a true servant, and guess what? So you can get some secrets.
In Jesus' name, okay.
Yes.
Amen.
And we love you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
Yes. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. God is so good. And we just love him. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's finished. You got it?
Thank you, Lord.
Bendiciones. Gloria a Dios. Thank you so very much. Appreciate all of that, sister. Oh, I don't know at this point. I don't know. I don't even want to think about it.
I need to get my magnets. I'm not going to